If you've been in cryptocurrency for a while, you've probably seen or heard the term HODL, and it started out as a typo on the Bitcoin Talk forum when somebody was enthusiastically telling people not to sell their Bitcoin. Then it became a backronym standing for Hold On For Dear Life, and now, whenever the market takes a little dip, people will bring out those memes and pummel you with them. And I'm here to tell you why HODL is stupid. Let's talk about it. With great respect, with all my heart, I welcome you all. Welcome to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing. So thanks for everybody pressing like and pressing subscribe, and thanks for being a crypto bro, checking out the description and connecting with me on all social media. Now let's talk about why HODL is for chumps. Right now, it's March 2019, and it seems like we're at the end of a bear market in crypto, and that's why it seems like such a funny time to be talking about preparing for when the market really rockets up. But this is a time, again, when everything is stable and steady and people are calm-headed, so it's a good time to talk about planning. Remember the six P's of success: proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. So let's make a plan. So picture this scenario. It's getting towards the end of 2020 or 2021, and maybe Bitcoin and crypto have been going up for about 3 months or 6 months, and then suddenly, whoosh, they jump up about 20% in just one day. And then for another week, hovers around the same amount. It's what we call putting on the boosters. And then it drops like 30% in a single day. And all of a sudden you feel sick. You feel ugly inside. And people are throwing those HODL memes at you saying, don't sell. Don't panic sell. And you're like, oh, okay. And they're kind of right, because you shouldn't panic sell. When you sell, you should do it with calm, relax a little bit, take a deep breath, make some tea, think about it. Because the thing is, emotions are information. Emotions give you a clue to what everybody else in the market is feeling. But emotions are not literal. So they're not going to tell you, like, if you have fear, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should sell. And if you have the fear of missing out, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should buy. It's a little more complicated than that. It's sometimes opposite to that. So you're there with that ugly feeling, and you're thinking, a week ago, I could have sold my portfolio for $100,000. Now it's at $70,000, and for some reason that number seems like a tiny bit of money in comparison. And people are pummeling you with these HODL memes. People are saying to you, it's gone down 30%. Surely it can't go down much lower. And that's when you go back to the charts of 2014 and 2018 and you see, yes, maybe it can go lower. Maybe it can go 80% lower, even after that drop. Now, in an ideal situation, you would have had your entire portfolio on the exchange, and on the day that it hit peak, you would have pressed sell and got rid of everything. But basically, that's never going to happen. So in a good situation, what would have happened was when you started to smell the hype around it, you started to sell maybe 5% or 1% of your portfolio every week or every day in preparation, knowing that it was reaching a fever pitch. But if that didn't happen, or if you didn't sell as much as you wanted, and it's time for damage control. It's time to swallow your pride, protect your downside, cover your backside. HODL is for chumps. Something that happens among gamblers, it's called full tilt. You might even call it peak tilt. It's basically when you feel as bad as you possibly can feel. So a lot of gamblers have sat down at a poker table and I put down $200, lost $200 on a stupid bet. No, they got outplayed. All of a sudden, they're pulling out their wallet and dropping these minties on the table. Before they know it, they've lost another $1,000 because they don't have the capacity to feel any worse. So they don't realize how much they're actually losing. But trust me, that extra grand is gonna hurt on the long walk home when you can't afford a bus fare. Comedian and former sports gambler Norm MacDonald tells a story where he lost most of his bankroll and he's sitting there on the beach with $50,000 in cash in his hand, and he just threw note after note, wad after wad, into the ocean. Now, you might think Norm was kidding, but the principle behind what he was saying is real. Once you reach that peak tilt, you don't notice how much you're losing. And that means if you lost $1,000, $10,000, maybe even $100,000, it's hard for you to appreciate what's actually going on. And that's why you need to take a step back, relax, look at the numbers, think about how much left you have to lose. When it's dropped like that, you don't know if it's going to go up again. You don't know if it's going to drop again. You don't know if it's going to drop a lot. In fact, even really experienced speculators don't really know what is going to happen at any one moment. And that's why we say you have three tools as a speculator. You can get better at picking projects or picking stocks, you can get better at timing, or you can get better at asset allocation. And the first two, really tricky to get better at. But the third one, if you have a basic level of asset allocation, it gives you tenfold the amount of control over your financial situation. So picture this, say you have 5% or 20% of your portfolio in crypto. If things turn out really badly, if it turns out there's this fatal flaw in Bitcoin and the whole market is crushed and disappears overnight, you don't lose your shirt. But if you have 90% of your portfolio in crypto and that fatal flaw happens, you might lose your shirt. But if you have that 5, 10, 20% of crypto in your portfolio, you can still double your entire portfolio within a couple of years, which still some really amazing gains. So here's your homework. Think about a number, a percentage, maybe 1%, 20%, something that you'd be more or less comfortable losing, but is still going to give you a great opportunity to make some excellent gains in crypto. But when you feel that ugly feeling, if you haven't thought of it up to that point, that's when you really got to bring that number into mind. As I've said before, this is a really volatile market, and it's possible that the only people who do well out of it will be the hedge fund managers and the bank managers and manipulating their little media buddies and all this kind of nonsense. What I really love is for regular people like you to have a chance at making a good sum of money that gives you an opportunity to pursue your dreams and bring something beautiful into this world. Now, this is a market where if you're just 5% smarter than the average guy, then you might make five times as much as the average guy loses. So be careful, be prepared, protect your downside, cover your backside. HODL is for chumps. Thank you so much for listening to Cryptonomics. Remember to press like, press subscribe, check out the description and connect with me on all social media. And the most important thing, have a look around you. Notice something beautiful and stay grateful.